same thing as a porch, or is it different?
I'm not real sure. But I think when they use the word gallery, a lot of times the porch not only went across the front, but it went down the side. Sometimes even down the side and across the back.
So those big old
right.
houses?
That's the big houses.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, or a lot of them, was two-story.
Mm-hmm. On a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have a...
Well, you had a stairway, but it was nothing like the stairways today. You lost a lot of room. The way it was built. Nowadays, your stairways are very steep.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, there was, I'd say, about half as steep.
Mm-hmm.
And it took almost maybe a room for the stairway to go up. Half the room or a third of the room for
mm-hmm.
it to go up to the... It's more or less a two-store today is not like a two-store then, because the stairway is almost straight up. The ceiling is higher.
Mm-hmm.
But where I'm from, when you had a two-store, it was mostly what you would call an attic today. But it was bedrooms.
The upstairs was an attic?
Right, but we'd wall it in maybe, and it would be maybe two bedrooms, about all you could get out of it. It could be a four or five room house, and you'd end up with two rooms, all you could get in the attic. And then you'd just use it for a bedroom.
Mm-hmm. What about on the porch, the thing that goes from the porch to the ground is the...
Steps. That's all that we're calling.
And?
With a banister. We usually had a banister, which is a rail you hold on to. You
mm-hmm.
go up and down, and that was for the elderly people, your grandparents, or whatever.
Y'all had a fireplace in your house, didn't you?
Not in our second house, did in our first house.
Uh-huh.
And also, of course, we didn't have any running water. We always had a pump. In our first house that I remember living in, our well was underneath our back porch.
Uh-huh.
And you had to be very careful not to fall through.
On a fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through?
Is the chimney.
What about the open part on the fireplace that comes out on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Well, I don't guess it. We was that much interested in it, other than it being brick.
Well, what would you call it?
I don't know what you would call it. Just kept all we knew it kept from burning the floor.
Did you ever hear of hearth or hearth or hair?
No.
And the things that you could lay the wood on in the fireplace.
I know what you're talking about, but as far as the name of, no. I can't remember the name of them now.
Did you ever hear dog irons or fire dogs or andirons?
Maybe so, I just don't remember.
Which one sounds familiar?
Not really any of them.
What about the thing up above the fireplace that you can set things on?
You talking about the man one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We always had that.
And
with a clock on it.
Uh-huh. If you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it with?
Well, they call it kindling wood now. We call it, and it's sort of like a splinter light, but it was a part we call just small pieces of it.